Part 2. A Terrifying Discovery. Goodman Brown did not recognize the men on the horses because it was too dark. However, he thought he heard the voices of the minister and Deacon Gookin. The voice that sounded like the deacon's said,
"I can't miss tonight's meeting. There will be people of our community from Falmouth and others from Connecticut and Rhode Island, and there will be Indian men of magic who know a lot about devilry. There will also be a lovely young woman who will join our group."
"Very well, Deacon Gookin," replied the old minister. "Let us go quickly. We must not be late."
The horses galloped through the forest. Goodman Brown was very surprised, and his heart was heavy. He looked up at the sky to see if there was a heaven above him. He saw the sky and the bright stars.
"With heaven above and faith below, I will resist the devil," cried Goodman Brown.
While he looked up at the sky and prayed, he saw a black cloud directly above him. From the black cloud, he heard the sound of confused voices. They sounded like the voices of his own townspeople. Then he heard the sad voice of a young woman.
"Faith!"
shouted Goodman Brown, who was very worried, and the forest echoed,
"Faith! Faith! 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 Faith!"
The cries of anger and terror filled the night. Then there were sounds of other voices, terrible screams and laughter. The black cloud passed over his head, and something fell down slowly. It was a pink ribbon.
"My faith is gone," he cried. "Oh, there is no good in this world. This world belongs to the devil."
Young Goodman Brown was desperate. He took his staff and started walking very quickly. The road became darker and more frightening. There were strange, terrible sounds everywhere.
"Ha, ha, 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 ha,"
cried Goodman Brown when the wind laughed at him.
"You can't frighten me! Come witch, come wizard, come the devil himself! Here comes Goodman Brown. He's not afraid of you!"
In all the mysterious forest, the figure of Goodman Brown was the most frightening. He went forward courageously as he listened to a strange chorus of human voices. Then suddenly he reached an opening in the forest. The opening looked like an altar. It was surrounded by burning trees that looked like candles. The red light of the fire was everywhere.
"What a strange group," said Goodman Brown.
In this group, there were ministers, church members of Salem Village, pious ladies, important men of the government, and young girls. Good old Deacon Gookin was there, too. However, among these good people, there were also thieves, criminals, and bad people. They were all together.
"But where is Faith?"
thought Goodman Brown nervously. He heard a hymn. It was a slow, sad hymn about dark sins and evil. The chorus sang and a loud organ played. Everyone was singing to the devil. It was an image of horror. Then suddenly a voice cried,
"Bring in the converts!"
When he heard this, Goodman Brown approached the group and he felt evil. He thought he was his dead father calling him. Then he saw a sad woman who put out her hand to warn him. Was she his mother? Then the old minister and Deacon Gookin took his arm and brought him forward. A thin woman with a veil on her face walked between Goody Cloyce, the pious catechism teacher, and Martha Carrier, an evil woman. Martha Carrier wanted to become the queen of hell. The converts stood there, surrounded by the fire.
"Welcome, my children," said the dark figure.
You have now found your true nature and your destiny. My children, look behind you. They turned around and saw the fire. There was a strange smile on every dark face. All the people you knew and respected are here. You thought they were better than you, but they are all here worshipping me, said the dark figure. Tonight you will know all their darkest secrets. You will know that respected men of the church have said evil words to young girls, that pious women have poisoned their husbands, and that young men have killed their fathers to get their money. You will understand the mystery of sin and evil. And now, my children, look at each other. They all looked at each other. Suddenly Goodman Brown saw Faith, and she saw her husband. Remember, evil is the nature of all people. Evil must be your only happiness. Welcome again, my children.
Welcome,
repeated the devil worshippers. Young Goodman Brown and Faith stood among the others. They seemed undecided. Did they want to go on? Goodman Brown looked at his wife, and she looked at him.
Faith! Faith!
Cried Goodman Brown.
Look up to heaven and resist the devil.
He did not know if Faith obeyed him. After he had spoken, he found himself alone with the sound of the wind in the forest. He was standing against a cold, humid rock. A branch of a tree that had been on fire was now cold and wet. The next morning, young Goodman Brown walked slowly in Salem Village. He was a very confused man. He saw the good minister walking near the cemetery and preparing his sermon. Goodman Brown avoided the old man. Old Deacon Gookin was praying, and Goodman Brown could hear his prayers through the open window.
Who is he praying to?
Thought Goodman Brown. Goody Cloyce, the pious old Christian, was giving religious instruction to a little girl. Goodman Brown pulled the little girl away. Near the church he saw Faith's head with the pretty pink ribbons. She was very happy to see her husband and almost kissed him in front of the whole village. But Goodman Brown looked at her severely and sadly and walked on. Did Goodman Brown fall asleep in the forest and only have a terrible dream about a witch meeting and the devil? Perhaps, but it was a dream of evil omen for young Goodman Brown. After that strange night, he became a sad, dark, almost desperate man. On Sunday, when the congregation sang a hymn, he could not listen to it. He could still hear the frightening hymn of the night in the forest. At night, he often awoke and moved away from Faith. When the family prayed, he looked at them angrily and turned away. After a long life, Goodman Brown's body was carried to his grave, followed by Faith, his children, and grandchildren. There was a procession with many friends, but there were no hopeful words on his tombstone, because his last hour was very sad and hopeless.